Here's a story from France that will sound sadly familiar. Recently, a young black man named Adama Traoré died during a police interrogation in a suburb outside Paris. His death has launched protests, including some nights of street violence that spread to several other areas. France's history of police-related deaths has contributed to the anger over Traoré's death. And activists there are drawing on our Black Lives Matter movement to communicate their frustration. Emma Jacobs has our story.
Adama Traoré's family members have repeatedly challenged the official explanations of his death. Authorities first said the 24-year-old died from a heart attack, but later that he had a severe infection.
Mon frère a été tué. Il est mort, mon frère.
My brother was killed, said Assa Traoré last week. She spoke just before a march of about 2,000 people through their Paris suburb, saying her brother died on his birthday.
Il est mort dans des conditions atroces, seul.
He died in atrocious conditions, alone, without us. On his birthday, she said. I was overseas. I couldn't even give him a hug to wish him a happy birthday. Traoré lived in a lower-income neighborhood outside the quaint core of Beaumont-sur-Oise. Caroline Vivier, who came out to show her support, says tension between young people and the police is not new here.
Et la police, il y a toujours eu un espèce de rapport de force.
There's always been a relationship of force. And today it's being felt even more. We're also thinking of what's happening in the U.S. Unfortunately, we're connecting these incidents.
The next day, there is a scene elsewhere in France that could just as easily have taken place in the U.S. A crowd of protesters chanting Black Lives Matter come face to face with lines of riot police. But this is central Paris, at an event that had actually been planned weeks before Adama Traoré's death. It was supposed to be a march of solidarity, ending at the U.S. Embassy. But now there's a greater sense of urgency for people here, like Fatih Cissé.
This happened close to home. We were already affected by the events in the U.S., and now this touches us even more.
Paris authorities revoked permission for the planned march, so the crowd of a few hundred people march around the plaza from blocked entrance to blocked entrance. The protesters also chant in French, "Justice for Adama." One of them is Fanny Essier, who describes herself as an Afro-feminist.
In the U.S., it's true, there are guns, so the violence there is more direct, more brutal, more spectacular. But there's also police violence in French neighborhoods.
She ticks off a number of names of other young men of color, including two who died during a police pursuit that sparked rolling riots in 2005. That violence shook the country, and it's what many people think of when they see images of cars burning in Beaumont-sur-Oise. Essier, like Adama Traoré, is 24, and she also has a brother, who she says is regularly stopped by police.
He was stopped once by police seven times in a day, even though he doesn't smoke. He doesn't drink, etc. And I have white friends who drink and smoke, who smoke illegal substances, and they're never stopped. And I say, well, that's bizarre.
She says the Black Lives Matter movement in the U.S. didn't kick off this conversation in France about police violence, but it's energized it. Plus, the slogan, Black Lives Matter, draws a connection to racism in the U.S.
The French media are always interested in questions of racism in the U.S. They don't have any trouble identifying it and condemning it. But when it comes to France, no.
But making comparisons between race relations here in the U.S. can be sensitive. On one side of the square, a heated argument takes place between a man eating at a cafe and a group of young protesters. You are creating divisions. You are creating racism, he tells them, and repeats, this is not the United States. This is not an unusual attitude in France. There's a lot of criticism here of American-style identity politics. In contrast, France is supposed to be strictly egalitarian and theoretically colorblind. So there's an emphasis on downplaying differences. But many of these young black activists believe this makes it difficult to deal with racial problems that do exist in France. A law student named Theodore Jean-Baptiste explains.
Aujourd'hui, on se rend compte que la vie des Noirs n'est pas traitée de la même manière.
Today, we realize that the lives of black people aren't treated the same way by the police and justice system as the life of someone from another community. While France doesn't officially recognize differences, we see a failure there because there is a difference in treatment.
He'll keep pushing for more media attention to Adama Traoré's death, he says, until justice is done. The next step in Traoré's case will be a new autopsy requested by the family. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Paris.